Hey y'all!
Hey y'all!
Welcome to God's Girls!
I'm Alexa.
And I'm Avelyn.
And today we will be starting a new series for season 2 called Quoted, which is actually a devotional book by my close friend Ella Joyce.
In this episode, we will be discussing stress.
But not only that, how to cope with stress in a faith-based manner. If you like our podcast and want to join in the fun, follow us and comment.
The website for our podcast will be linked in today's episode description. And follow us on Instagram at God's Girls Podcast and on the Bible app at God's Girls.
Email us at godsgirls.podcast@gmail.com.
Remember to share this podcast with your friends and help grow God's kingdom.
Now let's jump into our first episode of season 2. Before we get started, we just wanted to let y'all know that Ella's blog will be linked in this episode's description.
Check it out and find out about her upcoming book.
Every episode of this season, we will be doing a devotional out of Ella's book.
Today, we will be doing April 14th, which is titled Stress. And right underneath that title, she always has a quote of some sort. So this day's quote is, "So much to do and so little time." So now we're going to jump right into the devotion itself, which has a lot of different tips and tricks as to avoid stress or just to stop being stressed about certain things. So now we're going to jump in with the first paragraph.
Hi there, fellow people. Have you ever been stressed? I typically am stressed on Thursdays or any day before a test because I feel like I didn't do everything I needed to, or I'm just behind on being productive. If I'm not productive, I'm not happy. Here are a couple of things to do to avoid being stressed or to stop being stressed.
So the list of things she gives has about 4 different points on how to avoid being stressed or stop being stressed. So here's the first one she says. You can tell yourself that you'll get everything done and you don't need to be worried about anything. Motivate yourself to get done what you need to get done and don't pressure yourself to complete everything all at one time because that will just make you more stressed. So motivation is actually a really, really good tip to not be stressed because I often get stressed because I don't want to do something, but I know I need to do it. So I procrastinate it and I just put it off until it's getting too close to the time. And then I still don't want to do it, so then I'm stressed to get it done, but it's hard to focus because I don't want to do it. The motivation is definitely something that I need to work on to avoid my stress. In my stressful situations, I often struggle with the motivation to get stuff done, and that's what causes my anxiety.
Well, Alexa, as you know, I'm being homeschooled this year, so it is kind of hard for me to stay on track. So I like put my phone to where I can see it, but not where I will play on it. And I'm like, I can play on it when I'm done. I can watch TV when I'm done, but not until I'm finished. And I'm just telling myself over and over every time I think about getting on it or something. And I just finish. So seems to work.
So that is a really good piece of advice. Now we're going to move on to the second point she gives.
Stretch, work out, or do yoga. Sometimes it helps to just turn on some music and take a couple minutes to just breathe, but you don't have to do a full-on workout if you don't want to.
That's good advice too.
Mm-hmm.
Because my mom actually said that once you work out, it releases endorphins, which make you happier. It's been scientifically proven. So working out actually relieve stress. It's been proven to.
So well, that's you ever tried it?
Yes, I have actually. Like when I get stressed sometimes I'm in the mood to work out. You just want to. So I do a little short workout and after that I feel more motivated, which goes along with her first one, to get the work done I don't want to get done.
I don't think I've ever tried that, but I will because I will be spending a lot of time procrastinating this year.
You should. I'll send you my workout.
Okay. And number 3 is?
To take a break from your electronics and journal or write down what you need to get done in order to get yourself more organized. If you're organized, you know you don't have as much stuff to get done as you thought. Or just organize your area and start on anything you know you have to get done.
Yeah, like whenever I've just done something, I just, like, throw it to the side. And so it makes me happier to have it all organized, you know? Like, oh, this is what I have to get done. Or organized by subject. you know, just stuff like that. Just helps. The little things. It's the little things.
Yeah. The first point seems to be the thing that all the other points go around. Like, all of these have helped me with motivation so far. During online learning, COVID-19 quarantine, this past end of the school year, I had to make to-do lists at the beginning of the week of what I would do each day. I would say what times I would do stuff, how much of it I would do, when stuff was due. I just make those to-do lists every morning, and it actually helped my productivity and my motivation, and it got me more motivated to do it since I knew my plan for that day. But when I would go into it and not know, then I would just get stressed because I wouldn't remember what was due, or I just wouldn't feel the need to do it.
Well, I have a little scientific fact for you. It is proven that if you make to-do lists and cross it stuff off as you go, it's supposed to help you get stuff done faster.
Yeah.
And not, like, get off topic. Or take it off the list.
Yes.
Know?
Just be able to check it. I loved checking stuff off. I just went through this phase 1 year, I think it was sixth grade, where I would write in my planner every single day, and when I would check stuff, it would just feel so good. I haven't been keeping up with my planner as much since school started back in person, but I know in the past, planners have been my best friends.
And number four is make three categories in a list of what you need to do. Categorize them by what you have to get done, need to get done, and want to get done. For example, you have to do your homework because it's due the next day. You need to do your laundry, and you want to read a book. And that one's really good, too. Because it's like just, it's motivating you to do what you want to do.
Yeah. I often put what I want to do before what I need to do, and that has been my struggle in the past. I'm so thankful that we're reading this devotional, though, because yesterday I actually put what I needed to do really first, and I felt a lot less stressed at the end of the day. I'm so thankful that this has been shown to me even through this devotion, because I did it yesterday and it felt so much better than what I've been doing in the past, where I just put my heart over my head in certain situations to my wants more than my needs.
What's an example of your have to do, need to do, and want to do?
Oh, that's kind of hard to say right now. I would probably say... today, I still have to get done. I have to finish studying for math. Got a quiz tomorrow. I studied a lot yesterday, like for 2 hours, but I still need to finish that up today. What I need to get done is editing this podcast. The studying, since I studied for 2 hours yesterday, isn't as necessary as editing this podcast. And then what I want to get done, I want to maybe print out more photos for my picture wall, because I love organizing and decorating. So that's something I want to get done, but I don't know if I actually will.
Yeah.
What about you?
I think, well, I have to get my homeschooling done every day. I have to do it. I need to get my chores done, because if I don't get them done, my mom will get mad at me. So. And then... I want to, like, play on my phone or call my friends or watch TV, you know, like every other child in the world does.
Yeah. Well, some children don't even get the option to have downtime or do what they want. So I'm thankful that the Lord has blessed us in many ways where we have the choice to choose. Do we want to do what we want to do? Or do we want to do what we need to do? Like, which one are we going to ultimately get done and accomplish? So at the end of each devotion, she has a challenge of the day, which can either be a short story, a quote, or even just a Bible verse. So in this challenge of the day, she says a Bible verse, which is James chapter 1, verses 2 through 4. And it says, "Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Let perseverance finish its work, so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything." Again, that was James chapter 1, verses 2 through 4. I'm not sure which version that was. She didn't put that specifically. But I see how that passage works in with the devotion itself. because it says perseverance, and that just makes me think of motivation, how you persevere despite anything that's going on around you. And so, yeah, finding joy in the things you have to do and the things you're blessed that you get to do, even if you don't want to do them, I think is a good Bible verse to represent it.
And it says, let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. Which also applies to all of the points above.
Yeah, that's a good observation. I didn't notice that. So that's really good. Finish its work. You got to finish your work so that you aren't lacking anything. If you don't, like, it makes me kind of lack faith sometimes if I'm stressed because I'm not focusing on God. I'm focusing on my problems and myself because I didn't take the time to do something. So it's, that is a really good verse. I need to highlight that. So let's bow our heads and pray. Dear Lord, I thank you for this day, and I thank you for all the blessings you've blessed us with. I pray that throughout this week and the weeks to come, that you will let us have no stress regarding what we could have fixed, and that we have no unnecessary anxiety, because we need to have our eyes on you and not on the problems of this world.
I pray over our listeners and any stress they may have, and that they will overcome it and just realize that you have their lives under control.
Thank you, Lord God, for all of the people listening to our podcast. We pray that you will bless them and keep them safe. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Thank you all for listening to our podcast and supporting us. We hope you've been brought closer to Jesus through our episodes.
Subscribe to this podcast and leave a review so we know what you think.
Follow us on Instagram at God's Girls Podcast and on the Bible app at God's Girls.
If you have any prayer requests or questions for us, go to our website and type it into our Contact Us tab. Email us at godsgirls.podcast@gmail.com or DM us on Instagram.
Ella's blog, just so y'all know, will be linked in this episode's description for you to check it out. Thank you all for listening and see y'all next Sunday with a new episode.
Bye.
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 Bye.